ओम ज्ञानति निरांजस्य ज्ञानांजनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वप्रदान्तिकम्। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। सप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विशवाणी सुते देवी प्रणामामि हरिप्रिय वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्य वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमद्भक्ति भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचार निर्विशेषणी पाचार। So balance between material life and spiritual life. So let's define both. The definition of a spiritual life, Rupa Goswami gives in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that is Hari Sambandhi Vastuna. Anything that is in connection with Lord Krishna is spiritual. Anything in connection with spirit, soul, is spiritual. Why? Because Krishna and spirit soul are spiritual. So anything that is in connection with these two becomes spiritual or spiritualized. Just like your finger is not electricity, but if you stick it into the socket, electric outlet, immediately your whole body is electrified. If your body is no more body, but it is electricity. If you touch that connected body and you try to release that body from electricity, you will be also electrified. It's not same. It is different than what it was. It is electrified. So what is the matter? The body is matter. Why? Because body is made up of matter. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego. So these eight are different energies of Krishna called inferior energy, called material energy. And aparyam tustit vidyam me param prakrutim me param jiva bhuta mahabaho aedam dharayate jagat. Para prakriti, spiritual prakriti, that is soul. So these two energies, spiritual and material, life or energy or anything, they are completely opposite to each other. It's like oil and water. They can stay together, but they cannot mix with one another. Same thing, the soul and body, they live together, they can stay together, but cannot mix because of the different nature. So, Rupa Goswami says, that one should be a very talented artist to convert matter into spirit. So this is art of living, that one must convert material energy by connecting to Krishna into spiritual energy. Very simple. Then we don't have to worry about this balance and off balance. And example, you work 8 hours a day in an honest work, as an honest work. Of course, there is string attached to all the karmas, whether you work in butcher shop or you work in some grocery shop or you work plowing or producing produce. There is karma involved, no doubt. But if you can connect that karma to Krishna karma, then that karma spiritualize. Aham tvam sarva papevyo moksha ishyami masucha. So if you can, like Arjuna, he killed 60 crores of so many people, huge number of people. But it was in connection with Krishna. Krishna ordering. God ordering. Why? Because Lord wanted to relieve the burden of the earth. So it was in connection, killing in connection with Krishna. So, aham tvam sarva papevyo moksha ishyami mahasucha. I relieve you from all sinful reaction. So, 8 hours we work and we bring money home, and that money, if we use in Krishna's service, then your 8 hours of work is connected with Krishna, transforming the paycheck into Krishna conscious paycheck. You can bring grocery home, cook for the Lord, make prasadam for Lord's satisfaction, then you give out to Lord's devotee or whoever, spiritualized. But if you bring meat and you roast and toast and distribute or eat, immense karma is involved. Spiritual and material, that is matter. And this is spiritual. Same thing with your every activity. I am beautifully decorating my body so that Krishna will be pleased. I am taking bath so that I'll be clean and I can serve Krishna better. I can dress properly, nicely, spiritually, so that Krishna and Radharani will be pleased. Every gate of your action and life can be doubted in Krishna consciousness. Dovetailing. Dovetailing means connecting. The dovetail joint. You know dovetail joint. In this country it is very vividly seen everywhere. Dovetail joint means dove has a tail. Different, the narrow and broad at the end. So like that dovetail joint can never come out. It's very solid joint. Similarly, Prabhupada says that you doubted every single action in Krishna consciousness, then it is spiritual action. So this is the art of living. You convert every single thing, or you connect every single thing to Krishna. Very simple. Eating you can connect, walking you can connect, working you can connect, dressing, bathing, seeing, hearing, speaking, everything you can connect to Krishna. It's not difficult. It is difficult for those person who does not want to. Very simple. Devotees have done it. Garga Muni Prabhu and so many. And they are earning money also. It's not that they are not earning. Parshuram, I was at Parshuram's. He is also earning. I don't know what he is earning, but he is working. And so many devotees. Nicely, I was at other devotees' homes, many, many other devotees. And they are working, but in connection with Krishna. So this is a balance. You can say off balance. Because 100% connected to Krishna. No material life. You spiritualize everything. It is just purpose, it is just a matter of changing your consciousness. Changing your consciousness from material consciousness to spiritual consciousness. Just change. Everywhere you can see Krishna, because there is nothing but Krishna. This is Krishna, this is Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Everything is Krishna, but nothing but Krishna. But we have to come to that stage to see Krishna in everything and anything. It takes a little time, but we can practice. So, aham eva asam eva agre na anyat sat asat param. I was reading this book this afternoon by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Krishna, Krishna something. Samhita, right, thank you. Krishna Samhita. And first page, all this sloka is Chatushloki Bhagavat explains. That before the creation, all that is exist is me. Middle of the creation, all that is exist is me. And after the creation, annihilation, all that exists is me. And that you see without me, anything that you see without me is illusion, matter, maya, material, in connection with body, mind, intelligence, ego. So, sarvatra spurayan is the ishta spurti. Everywhere you see everything in connection with Krishna. Of course, this is little higher dimension, but constant practice will make you understand this and make you see Krishna in everything. So all we have to have is practice, practicing Krishna consciousness, practicing Krishna, see Krishna, taste of water, I am Krishna. Krishna is the taste of water. Rasoham apsukamteya prabhasmi sasi surya. The light in moon and sun is Krishna. So many things. So, balancing. How to balance? No balancing. Everything should be doubted. In Krishna consciousness, everything balance. No material life, zero material life. That doesn't mean that you don't supposed to earn money. That doesn't mean that you are not supposed to have outing, not supposed to have wife or house or beautiful srungar, dress yourself. No, doubt it. Everything in Krishna consciousness. Simple. You eat palatable foodstuffs, pizza, pasta, and whatever, macaroni and lasagna and every whatever you can offer to the Lord. Patram, puspam, phalam. Opulence. Krishna consciousness means opulence. Means very bright, healthy way of living. Very joyful way of living. No morose, no. Even if you are pauper on the street, if you are Krishna conscious, you will be most jubilant person than billionaire or billionaire. Why? Because you have connected yourself to Krishna. Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna Rasik Shekhar Param Karun. Krishna is Rasik Shekhar. He is the reservoir of all pleasure. And when you connect yourself to Him, then no matter what condition you are in, unlimited pleasure will be derived from Krishna. So money, honey, or riches, or everything is not matter, is not the idea for enjoyment. Everybody is looking for enjoyment. Everybody is looking for love. Everybody is hankering, longing for love and happiness, joy. So that can only come from Krishna if you can just connect, dovetail ourselves. So this is how you balance. You balance you connect your material body, material life, material things, material home, material car, everything, you connect to Krishna. And everything is balanced. Nothing is off balance. If you want to become practical, if you want me to talk to you about little less than what I say, then yes, you work and 8 hours, another 8 hours you stand for Krishna, hearing, chanting, worshipping, and so on and so forth. Another 8 hours you give yourself good rest, so again you can go back to work. Or businessman, or a devotee, book distributor, or working with the land and cows, whatever occupation you have. You work 8 hours, not beyond that. Nowadays, it is 16 hours work. People are working hellish, like behind the computers, IT, MCA, MBA, and so many useless hours of work. 8 hours, whatever you are. 8 hours work, 8 hours you practice Krishna consciousness, practical way. Of course, 8 hours work is also Krishna conscious work, doubt any. And then 8 hours you take nice sleep. So this is your balance. It is not how much you earn money, how much you save money. And with this saving, you retire early enough and practice Krishna consciousness full time. If you get inheritance in this country, a lot of people get a lot of inheritance, then forget about so-called working and everything. Just serve Krishna, preach about Krishna, go distribute goods, go talk to people about Krishna, spend everything, all energy, for Krishna. So this is enough for balancing material life and spiritual life. The hint, suggestion is that you just change your consciousness and connect everything to Krishna. That's it. And that is balancing your life. You do whatever you like to do. That's not a problem. The problem is to forget Krishna. The problem is to not connect everything to Krishna. It is for me. Ishwaroham aham bhogi siddhoham balavan sukhi, me, for my sense gratification. That is problem. Then you have to, this is for me and this is for Krishna. This is for me and this is for Krishna. Let's separate both together and balance. No, everything is for Krishna. And by that, you also get everything. Not that you will lose everything. By giving to Krishna, you will get everything back or more, much more from Krishna. Just like giving father, small child, he gives to father, in turn, father will give so much more to the child. Because father by nature compassionate. Similarly, Krishna Param Karun is one of two dharma Krishna has. Krishna has two work to do. He has nothing else to do beyond these two. What is that? Enjoy eternally spiritual rasas, Krishna Rasik Shekhar, Param Karun, and that he is very compassionate towards living entities, every living entity. Very compassionate. He wants to give us himself, but we don't want him. Krishna is extending himself to give himself to us out of his compassion. We don't want. So this is a problem. Everything for me, or this much for me, and this much for Krishna. So no, it doesn't work that way. Why? Because everything belongs to Krishna. It must be given back to Krishna. Visavasyam idam sarvam yat kinchit jagatam jagat tena tyaktena bhunjitha magradakasya siddhanam. Everything emanate and inanimate belongs to Krishna. And one must not squander over others' properties. Whatever is within his quota, Krishna is giving him. And we should be satisfied with our quota. And that quota that he is giving us, we should give it back to him. And that is balancing. Because everything belongs to him. I belong to him, my body belongs to him. Everything. So it must be, everything that he created is for his enjoyment. Everything you create with your mind, with the thing in mind that it will give me pleasure. You create house, it's for your pleasure. You create children, it's for your pleasure. You create some cooking, and it is for my pleasure. Similarly, Krishna, God, created all these things, everything. So whatever he created, it meant for his pleasure. So everything is created. He's a creator. So he created everything for his pleasure. So we should take everything which belongs to him and give it to him back. And that is balance. Then we are happy, peaceful, blissful. Bliss has no limits. This is balance. So I'll stop here. Anything, any question about this? Balancing the spiritual life and material life. Brother, fifth. Radhika, Radha. Radha. No. Barbara. Petra. Petra. Any? Narco? Anything? Okay, if no question. Yes, Barbara?
I have a question that is not related actually to this topic. It's about how to live with karma and stay Krishna conscious.
Okay. How to live with karma and stay Krishna conscious. So, because you are living with karmi, who is not Krishna conscious, you will have to elevate yourself so much higher, which is not easy. But if you can do it, then bliss is waiting for you. If you cannot do it, then anxiety is waiting for you. So, what is that elevating yourself? That every time you will have to remember that I am dealing with person who is not Krishna conscious. So you have to keep forgiving him. You have to wheel and deal. I will do this, you do this, I will do this. Krishna conscious, you do this karmic activity. So I'll do this activity. Is this okay? Willing, dealing? Like that. it is art. It is art. Everything. It's art to deal with karma. You can even play with the material energy. You know, lust, anger, greed, all these things is coming from karmic side. Then you can deal with it very nicely. It's art. But if your consciousness is very high, then doesn't matter. You're dealing with karmis or jnanis or yogis, your demons or anybody and anything. You can deal with them properly if your consciousness is, Krishna consciousness is very high. Just like I'll give you one example. In India, there were three very well-known sages, devotees rather, Vaishnavas. And it's a true story. One is Narsingh, one is Tukaram, and third is Gyandev. Very nice Vaishnava. So Gyandev, his wife was very favorable to Krishna consciousness. So he prayed to Krishna, "Say, Krishna, you are so kind to me that you have given me such a nice wife so I can practice Krishna consciousness." And then Tukaram had an opposite wife. His wife was total karmi, materialist. And so Tukaram was, his house was at the end of the street, looking towards the street. So when you walk in the street, from that house you can see everything. Long street. So Tukaram brought the sugar cane. The sugar cane, and so many of them. And he was carrying, and he, small young children, they like sugar cane. So they were asking him. So Tukaram was so Krishna conscious that he would see Krishna in these small little children. Oh, Krishna is asking me, sugar cane, here, please take, please take, please take. So his wife was seeing this sin, that he is distributing all the sugar cane. So last sugar cane was left and he entered the house. So his wife took that sugar cane and beat him so much, you rascal, give away all the sugar cane. And so then Tukaram immediately started praying, Krishna, you are so kind to me that you have given me such a wife that I can remember you every minute. If I had a very nice wife, maybe I might have fallen into Maya and her love and her... So you are so kind, Krishna. You have given me such a wife. And then Narasimha, when his wife died, he didn't care much, right or wrong, or happiness or distress or this or this. He says, my wife is died now. It's whatever Krishna like, he did. So Balu Sayu Bhagi Janjar Sukhes Marasu Sri Gopal. It is all right that she is now died. With happily we will chant Hare Krishna and worship Krishna. So it is okay if she is died. If she is alive, then it was okay also. Neutral. Fine. So like that, we have to elevate our consciousness, dealing with the karmas. And we have to manipulate this material energy coming from them. Manipulate and play with that material energy coming from karma. And as much as possible, you can spiritualize or will and deal with the person, or so many ways you can. But not to leave Krishna consciousness. Why? Because this may be the only chance in human form of life. And then again you have to go into the whirlpool. And again and again and again. Cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. And who knows, we may forget Krishna. So while we got this chance, we must become top level of Krishna conscious devotee. We must not forget that this is the only chance we may have. So any other question? Thank you, Barbara. So let's go on to the next one. The next one is tips how to stay in Krishna conscious life. So there are unlimited tips how to live in Krishna consciousness. So let's combine the another question along with it. Many ways to serve Krishna. So how one can know how one should serve Krishna? Okay, we'll try to separate both and then merge. So tips how to stay in Krishna consciousness. So millions of ways you can stay in Krishna consciousness. And important ones are described by Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And out of that also 64 he describes. And out of 64 also, he describes at the end of, say, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63 and 64. He describes five different tips by which you can stay in Krishna consciousness. That is sadhu sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavat Sravan, Mathura Vas, Sraddhaya Sri Murtir Sevan. Sakala Sadhana Shrestha Ehi Pacha Anga. Krishna Prem Janmai Ehi Pachera Alpa Sangha. That Sadhu Sangha, one must associate with the devotees of the Lord. Keshidamana Prabhu, and Garga Muni Prabhu, Madan Mohan Prabhu, and Kishori, and Sano, or Sano? Nano. I had that when I came here, so I slipped from my mind. And many others, many devotees here. You know, Radha Stirtha, and Radha, and many. So, Shyamini, Banu, so many devotees, Kandarvika, so many. In other words, you have to find a devotee who enlivens you, who enthuses you, who can push you, who can teach you, who can work with you in equal frequency, with equal frequency of heart. So you have to choose tad anuragi jana anugami tishtan raje. So you have to find devotees or devotees, not just one. You can be many. Gurun, many. So, and then you submit yourself to him. Not just find and not just listen. But then submit to him. And inquire submissively and hear. Very inquisitively hear, rapt attention. So this is called sadhu sang. Sadhu sang doesn't mean that you play with him, you eat with him, or you have fun with him. Sadhu sang means dadati pratigunati guhi makyati rupchati bhunkte bhujayate chaiva chadavidhi pratilakshanam. This is sadhu, exchanges with the sadhu. So highest tip, sadhu sang. And you feel so great being with this kind of devotees that you really love. You feel so great in their company. You forget about everything else. And you just be in ecstasy. Ecstasy means spiritual bliss. You are always in spiritual bliss. I experience this. When you sit down with your like-minded, like-hearted, elevated devotee and hear from him or sing with him, walk with him, you feel so great. So this is a very important tip in Krishna consciousness. Call devotees that you like every day or every other day and talk to them. Especially weekends, the phone is free. I think in this country, phone is free in weekend? No. Evening? Never free. Anyway, so you can spend some money calling devotees. That's not a problem. That is balancing material and spiritual life. So, very, very important tip given by Lord Chaitanya that Krishna Prem Janmai that can produce love of Krishna in your heart. Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan, that you do 16 mala a day. You start with yourself, that is Nama Kirtan. Then congregational chanting, kirtan, in street, at home with the family, or with a group of devotees, chanting, and dancing, and then feasting. So, sadhu sangha nama kirtan. And in chanting 16 mala, we should apply our mind to it, our heart to it. And you will see, along the way, your heart and mind will melt. It will melt and you will feel that transcendental bliss, ecstasy. So, manasi and jiva, both should be applied. Rupa Goswami says in Nectar of Instruction, 8th sloka, that tan nama rupa charitadi sukirtananu, sukirtananu smartyo, both sukirtananu and smartyo. So sukirtananu is done by tongue and body, and smartyo is done by your mind and heart, smara. Niyojit, rasana, rasana, tongue, chanting, manasi, mind, niyojit. We have to engage our mind and tongue into chanting the holy name. So sadhu sang, nama kirtan, bhagavat sravan, very important. Bhagavat, we were reading this morning, that Bhagavat is, I think I have to keep track of time also. So, no limits to the time, everybody is okay. How much time more we have?
We have about 15, 20 minutes. Okay.
Okay, so I will. Preparing to show you. Okay, 20 minutes. I'll stick to that. 7:15. Okay. So in 10 minutes I should finish. And another 10 minutes, 5 minutes I should have for questioning. So tip. Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan Bhagavat Sravan. You cannot stress enough how much you should study Bhagavatam and Gita. So next year I come, all of you must finish Bhagavatam, Granthrasrimad Bhagavatam, and memorize the Sad Goswami aspect. Gargamuni Prabhu will teach you, or I can teach you if you have time. But Sad Goswami aspect you must memorize. Without that, you will not. This is a tip anyway, tip for devotional service. You memorize Sad Goswami Astak and Guru Astak, Sansara Davana prayers. So Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan Bhagavat Sravan, you must read Bhagavata every single day. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttam Sloke Bhaktira Bhavati Naishtiki Bhagavat Sravan Mathurava. That your home you should make Mathura, Vrindavan, nice deity, altar, and offer prasadam, offer flowers. In this country, lots of fruits and lots of flowers. Beautiful country. So you can beautify your altar with flowers and fruits. So Mathuravas, then your whole house becomes like place of pilgrimage. Krishna resides there. Moraman Vrindavan, make your mind and heart Mathura. So you live in Mathura. And once, twice, thrice, as much as you can afford, come to Vrindavan, India. And you can stay there as much as you can afford, weeks, 2 weeks, months at a time, whatever. So Mathura was. Why? Because Krishna had exhibited his pastime there, so the dham influence will be on you, and it will purify you and your consciousness. Kesi Damana Prabhu has experienced it. So, Mathuravas and Sradai Sri Murtir Sevan. You must worship the deity at your home, especially Gornithai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. And within Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you should see Radha Krishna. So you have Radha Krishna Nitai. all four deities in two deities. So that is how we have to worship Gaur Nithai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna. So we must worship deity. So this is five. And more tips are given in Nectar of Instruction. Utsaha, Nishchaya, Dairya, Tata Tata Karma Pravartana, Sangatyaga, Sato Urute, Sarvira Bhakti, Prasidhati. These are six other tips. What are they? Utsaha, enthusiasm. Nishchaya, strong determination to practice Krishna consciousness. Utsaha, Nishchaya, Dairya, Dhiraj, patience. One day Krishna will bestow His mercy on me. Dhiraj, not impatient. Oh, I'm not getting there. What is the use of practicing? Let me quit it. No. Krishna is Param Karun. Krishna is very compassionate. He will bless you. He will relieve you. Tesam satat yuktaye bhajatam pritipurvakam. Tesam aham samuddarta mrityu samsara sagarat bhavami na kirat partha maya avesita chetasa. Krishna will not forget your devotion to Him. So have a patience, utsaha nishchaya dhairya. Tata tata karma pravartana sravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam navda bhakti. Hearing, chanting, one must practice remembering. Tata tata karma sangatyaga. As much as possible, you should give up the company of non-devotees. Sangatyaga satovrutte. Satovrutte means associating and following the footsteps of previous achari, devotees. So these are six other tips. Nice tips. How you can stay in Krishna consciousness. Krishna conscious life. Let me touch next to 15 minutes. Many ways to serve Krishna. How you know how you should serve Him? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Take some prasad before you go. So very easy to find this out. Yes, millions of ways, like I said in the beginning. Every single living entity has their one-to-one relationship with Krishna. And in that one-to-one relationship, you can serve Him. So, famous example given is Hanuman. He went to Lanka. And Ravan put fire to his tail. So Hanuman says, my tail is burning anyway. So why not engage that in Ramchandra's service and burn whole the Lanka? So with his tail, he burned whole Lanka to fire. So it's called burning tail. So everybody has a burning tail. Everybody likes to do something according to his nature, according to his consciousness, according to his own constitution, attitude, aptitude, liking. So everybody knows what I like. And with that liking, you serve Krishna with them. So every living entity has different set of circumstances, association of modes. Of course, when devotee is on transcendence, no association with the modes. And service can purify, service can be perfected. But in beginning stage, whatever is our burning tail, or whatever is our propensity, with that propensity we should serve Him. Somebody likes singing, somebody likes cooking, somebody likes worshipping, somebody likes chanting, distributing books, somebody likes million, zillion ways. Whatever way your propensity is, you develop that propensity, and with that propensity, you serve Krishna. Every propensity can be doubted in Krishna's service, except one, that is envy. Because in spiritual world, envy does not exist. So that propensity we cannot doubt. All other propensity we can doubt in Krishna's service. So, burning tail, whatever is our attitude, whatever is our, I mean right attitude, not wrong attitude, that I'll butcher billions, zillions of cows and dovetail that in Krishna consciousness. Not ghastly, sinful activity, but we have some capacity, know-how, something that I like to do, something that if I do, it will bring me to the transcendental, blissful platform. So that we have to know. And with that, we have to serve Krishna. So, how we can know? Scrutinize your heart. Your heart will tell you how I like to serve Krishna. Your heart will tell how I should serve Krishna. And with all your heart, all your mind, you serve Krishna. Simple. Burning tail. Hanuman had, you know, his tail was burning. I had this propensity. I'll use it in Krishna's service. Like that. Okay, a little more. One more was left. Important of Hare Krishna mantra in this day and age. So I'll talk 2-3 minutes about chanting Hare Krishna. So any activity you want to do, spiritual or material, cannot be perfected unless you involve yourself in holy name of Krishna. You perform yajna, holy name has to be there. You perform some karma kandiya vidhi, holy name has to be there. In anything and everything that you perform, without holy name cannot be, nothing can be perfected. Jesus Christ said, hallowed be thy name. That your name, he says to his father, my father is in heaven and hallowed be thy name. So Krishna's name is holy. And that holy name must be there in any mantra, any ag, havan, or anything you do, worshipping, anything and everything. If you take out the holy name, then everything is given. All this. If you say Om Swaha, and if that doesn't have a holy name, then that Swaha has no meaning. If you chant mantra, any mantra, meditation, transcendental meditation, if there is no holy name of God in it, then it's totally useless. So holy name makes everything perfect. So that's why holy name should be chanted, because it gives us immense benefit. So in this Kali Yuga, Kaliya Santana Upanishad propounds that this Hare Krishna Mahamantra must be chanted. I don't have much time, otherwise I can elaborate. It's a very small Upanishad, Kaliya Santana Upanishad, Atharva Veda, where this mantra is coming from. So this mantra, if we chant Hare Krishna mantra, which is made up of three names, Hare, Krishna and Rama. Hare, Lord's transcendental pleasure potency. Hara, one who gives pleasure to Krishna, or one who plays with Krishna, or makes Krishna playful. That Hara potency, Radharani. And Krishna, one who is all attractive one, and Rama, who always is playful, who is always enjoying, Rama. So these three names must be chanted in the age of Kali Yuga in order to reawaken our pure love for Krishna, which is easiest and topmost method of creating our love, reawakening, not creating, it is there already, reawakening that love of Krishna. And when you love Krishna, then automatically you love His creation. So this is the topmost goal of our life. So, any question? Yes, Lillian.
What should be our consciousness like if we cannot do everything perfect for Krishna according to the circumstances? You are in, let's say, the principles of cleanliness. You cannot do everything perfect. And because of the people who are around, you don't want to disturb them, you don't want to annoy them. So what should be my consciousness like? Because sometimes I feel a bit guilty about it. I cannot do this perfect. It's not according to the rules.
Okay, so same thing. Nothing is more purifying than the holy name. So you want to purify your external or internal, just remember, meditate on holy name and Krishna, then you are perfectly purified internally and externally. Om apavitro pavitro va sarva vasthasu gatopi va yat maret punrikasham punrikaksham sa bahya abhyantara suchi. Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. When you chant the holy name, then bahya and anta, external and internal, suddhi, bahya, abhyantara, suchi, ki, pavitra, purity, pure. So remember and chant His holy name. And Krishna, and you can on top ask His forgiveness. Anything that we cannot do, Krishna, please forgive me. I am duty bound. So you can say, what is that sloka? Samaksha Madhusudana. Samaksha Madhusudana. When you come out of, that's it. This Pandit. Aparad sahasrani kriyatam Madhusudana dasoham iti mam matva samakshva Madhusudana. Aparad sahasrani kriyate madhu kriyate. Aparad sahasrani kriyate Madhusudana dasoham iti mam matva. Matva, Kshamakshva. Anyway, so you pray, Krishna, please forgive me of my shortcoming. And Krishna is very compassionate. Our God is very compassionate. His whole existence is compassion. Krishna is the embodiment of compassion. When you pray to Him of your shortcomings, immediately He helps you, He forgives you, He comes to you, and He doesn't mind anything. Very compassionate. Any other question? Yes, Keshudan.
Any other people here facing God, but not necessarily in the name of Krishna, but any name should be encouraged or should be...
Any name is equally good. Any name is equally good. Jehovah, Allah is equally good, like Krishna. Equally good, because it's the name of God. Flower, rose, I say, and you say rose, I say gulab. But the flower is same. The sun is same. You say Yugoslavian sun, Indian sun, or American sun, same sun. So when you address sun in your language, in my language, in any language, the sun remains sun. So name is potent. He has many names. So any name is equally good. But Krishna loves his patent name, his own name. That Allah is means all great. Yes, God is great. But he has his name also. God has a name called Great. But he has his name also. That is Krishna. So like that. The other names, maybe his objective, visheshan, describing him. But there is a direct his name. And that is Krishna all attractive. So we have to call upon his religion. Any other question? Okay. Thank you very much for your patience and time. I hope I didn't take much of your time and have not offended anyone of you.